From the Fortress of Free Thinking and Free People, this is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, March 26, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, while everyone is looking the other way, the invasion at the southern border is intensifying. Tens of thousands of illegals being arrested every week. Unprecedented numbers flooding the zone. It is a crisis. Two, no collusion anywhere to be found involving Donald Trump and the Russians. None, says Bob Mueller, after 675 days of investigating with hundreds of subpoenas, 500 interviews, plus 19 lawyers and 40 G-men, yet nothing. President Trump says this must be the last time.
We can never let this happen to another president again. I can tell you that. I say it very strongly.
And number one, the reckoning is coming for those who put our country through this two-year nightmare. Those who created the idea of Russian collusion and targeted innocent Americans in pursuit of power must be held accountable. One of the people shining light into the darkness will be Senator Lindsey Graham.
When it comes to the FISA warrant, the Clinton campaign, the counterintelligence investigation, it's pretty much been swept under the rug, except by a few Republicans in the House.
And so here we are, with the president ready to take aim, the president using the word treason. Treason for those that have behaved this way. In fact, here's something else going out to television producers. I just found this, and it is fairly fascinating. From Tim Murtaugh, the director of communications for Donald J. Trump for president, part of the campaign, credibility of certain guests. It starts with the backdrop of saying that Bob Mueller has found no evidence of collusion or conspiracy. Obstruction of justice was also dismissed and disposed of by Attorney General William Barr. And what this says, the issuance of these definitive findings comes after 2 years of Democrat leaders and others lying to the American people by vigorously and repeatedly claiming there was evidence of collusion. They made many of these false claims without evidence on your airwaves. The list of guests that made outlandish false claims include, but are not limited to, Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut. The evidence is pretty clear that there was collusion between Trump and the Russians. That happened in October of 18 and repeatedly other times. Representative Adam Schiff, I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy in plain sight. He made those comments many times. So did people like Congressman Nadler, Little Jerry and his Nadlers, Eric Swalwell, arguably the dumbest guy on TV. DNC Chairman Tom Perez, however, would like to challenge him for that position. He also guilty of saying outrageous things, along with John Brennan. John Brennan, he, so many different times, went out and just said outrageous things. Well, he knew, and he brought with him the fact that he was the former intelligence director, bought and paid for by MSNBC, John Brennan was, out there attacking the president on Twitter, attacking him on the airwaves, and then now he has a different tune. You see, Morning Joe on MSNBC is among the cable programs that are suffering the worst Mueller hangovers. I mean, their heads have got to be pounding from the Mueller hangovers. They're imbeciles. They've made absolute fools of themselves throughout the Mueller witch hunt. Outlandish comments and assertions, and now they're pivoting to the idea that, we just got some bad information. Brian Stelter of CNN and others, we did a fine job of covering this story. Please. I want you to listen to this, though, as Joe Scarborough, yeah, Morning Joe himself, and John Brennan try to explain away their dishonest and might I suggest treasonous behavior. It's bite number three. Go.
I'm just curious, Mr. Director, how surprised were you by the findings yesterday, by the conclusions that were drawn? And I'm just curious, did you receive bad information throughout this process, like so many of us did,
that
there was more there than ended up in the report regarding collusion?
Well, Well, I don't know if I received bad information, but I think I suspected that there was more than there actually was. And I am relieved that it's been determined that there was not a criminal conspiracy with the Russian government over our election. I think that is good news for the country. And so I still point to things that were done publicly or efforts to try to have conversations with the Russians that were inappropriate. Mm-hmm. But I'm not all that surprised that the high bar of criminal conspiracy was not met.
Oh, please. Here's one of his quotes. I called his behavior treasonous, which is to betray one's trust into aiding and abetting the enemy. And I stand very much by that claim. That's just one example of Brennan's outrageous behavior in August of 2018 that's included in this letter. The American people have been bombarded by this nonsense and these lies for so very long. And it is time that we got it right. And I think the president yesterday, sitting with Benjamin Netanyahu, got it right in large part. He called him evil. He called the people that did these things evil. And when he called the press, the fake news press, the press that put out garbage for 2.5 years, enemy of the people, he was right. He was right about that. Make no mistake. Those that willingly and knowingly fabricated stories and perpetuated narratives for which there was no foundation, no evidence, and no justification, that is being an enemy of the people. You're lying to manipulate conversation, to manipulate thought. And ask yourself this. Would the 2018 midterm elections turned out, would they have turned out the way they did if this report had come out before the election? Would they have turned out the way they did if the news media, in large part, had acted responsibly and followed the tenets of basic journalism? Let's go to bite number 7 with the president. Bite number 7. Go.
There are a lot of people out there that have done some very, very evil things, very bad things. I would say treasonous things against our country. And hopefully that people that have done such harm to our country, we've gone through a period of really bad things happening. Those people will certainly be looked at. I've been looking at them for a long time, and I'm saying, why haven't they been looked at? They lied to Congress. Many of them, you know who they are. They've done so many evil things.
And he's right. He's right. We need to get this. We need to get this sorted out. We need to know who initiated these investigations, where the information came from, who in the FBI felt that there was enough evidence of anything to move forward. This is an indictment of the FBI and our intelligence services. Because of 17 intelligence services, everybody agrees the Russians interfered. Okay, the Russians interfered. Then why don't we ask the next question? Were they involved with the president? Because if you can get to the conclusion about the Russians so quickly and you got 17 intel agencies working so furiously on your behalf, clearly you can figure out whether or not the president was in contact with the Russians. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Congressman Jack Bergman is up right after this break. Congressman Jack Bergman from Michigan's 1st Congressional District, right here on the Steve Gruber Show. Next, sit tight.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. progress, lose weight, and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.